This is your first appointment, and so I'm really curious, how did your experience here match up with your expectations or hopes about what it would be like to serve as a Salvation Army lieutenant?
This appointment is very unique in that it is a small community. It is on an island, so it's got some isolation going on. I definitely thought that we would go to a metropolitan area where there would be lots of resources. Being here, I've had to be creative, which I think is probably the best thing that could have happened for my officership because now I know that if something comes at me that's unexpected and I have to figure something out on the fly and not have all of the resources that I would think, oh, I will just go grab that. Nope, can't do that. Let's find something else that'll work. I now have the confidence that I can do that.
When you get to your next post and someone says, "What was Petersburg like?" What's the first story you think you're going to tell?
Every Christmas, we've had lots and lots of support from the community. But this past Christmas stands out the most to me because there were so many people who reached out to us and asked us if they could do something, specific things. Like the insurance company and Hammer and Weekon grocery store teamed up together to sell bags of food for our holiday food box that we give out each year for Thanksgiving and Christmas. They asked if they could do it, and then they just took off with it. And the next thing we know, we're being delivered all this food. It was awesome. This community sees a need, and they will find ways to fill it. I think that's one of the things I'm going to miss so much about this community is just the love and support that's here.
Is there one thing that you're the most proud of as you're writing up your instructions to your replacement?
We don't talk a whole lot about the backpack program. What we do is we put together backpacks full of food during the school year in order for kids that come on Monday who say they're hungry. But I think it's appropriate just to say how glad we are that we were able to get that program started.
The backpack was my baby. Backpack program was my baby. And it's just something that was heavy on my heart. As soon as we learned that there was children who were going hungry over the weekends, we were like, that's not acceptable. Something has to be done. Just the idea that we were able to make that happen and that it was actually really successful and continues to be successful is just something that was very special to me. It's not a Salvation Army thing, it's a community thing.
What are you most looking forward to in your next stop in Marietta, California?
Probably a store that's opened past 12 o'clock year round.
At night? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, most of the stores you hear are open
Yeah.
after 12.
No, seriously, we are so grateful that and honored that the Salvation Army has given us this new appointment. We are sad to leave as well, but know that we will follow God and His calling in our lives and in our new appointment. And we know that we're just going to another family who love and serve God and are doing the best they can to serve that community.
I would say that my biggest excitement about moving is that I will be closer to my family, but it is also really hard to leave this place. This has definitely become home to us. But we know that the Salvation Army is really directed by God, and we knew coming into it that the uncertainty would be there. But a lot of that, I am grateful that it really requires you to rely on God, to know that and trust Him, that He knows what He's doing. And while we may not know what the future holds, He does. And He's going to continue to lead us in the places that He needs us. And so we will, sometimes with tears, but always with joy at the same time, say, yes, we'll go. We'll answer that call.